AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. ABC says Jimmy Kimmel Live will return Tuesday night, it Donahue explains.
Kimmel was suspended last week after saying this about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Kimmel supporters stood by him, like fellow host Stephen Colbert.
That is blatant censorship.
ABC says we have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy and reached the decision to return the show. President Trump called the suspension great news for America.
You know what suspended him? His talent. You know what else is really what? Take a look at this guy, his rating. That's what got Jimmy Kimmel out. He was terrible.
FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr denies he threatened to revoke ABC's local station licenses because of what Kimmel said. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump's advising pregnant women
with Tylenol, don't take it.
His reasoning
can be associated with a very increased risk of autism.
But the president presented no medical evidence to back the claim. Still, the administration announced a wide-ranging effort to further study the causes of autism. And Lisa Dwyer reports Spirit Airlines plans to furlough 1,800 flight attendants.
The cash-strapped budget airline says that they must put cabin crew members on a temporary leave to match staffing needs with expected flight demand during Spirit's second bankruptcy filing in a year. The union representing Spirit's flight attendants says the airline will seek candidates willing to go on voluntary furloughs before the company moves to involuntary furloughs on December 1st. Spirit says it plans to suspend operations in about a dozen U.S. cities beginning in October. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. You may not know his name, but you'll likely remember the tunes. Donna Warder reports songwriter Sonny Curtis has died.
He was known for hits such as More Than I Can Say and I Fought the Law.
I fought the law and the law won.
Sonny Curtis, who was also a member of Buddy Holly's band, The Cricket, has died at age 88. Curtis was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012 as a member of The Crickets, but he wrote hundreds of songs for performers such as the Everly Brothers, Bing Crosby, Glenn Campbell, Bruce Springsteen, and The Grateful Dead, and the theme song for the Mary Tyler Moore Show in the 1970s.
The world on with her smile.
Curtis died Friday at age 88. I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.